Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Marianne Penn.
And on this part of Chatterbox, we have a feature by Derek James recalling the last days of April in 1942 and our regular information desk. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
We continue with homes to be built in Eton and disabled sports benefit from support from a local supermarket. But to start, the road improvements inflicted upon the motorists of Norwich have been repeatedly featured over the past months, but other residents are also affected by these changes, not least the partially sighted.
Being able to quickly nip across the road is something many of us take for granted, but for the blind and partially sighted, curbs, tactile paving and signalled crossings are vital aids in helping them cross safely to the other side. Now the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, hopes to raise awareness of how difficult it can be to get around and how changes to roads can compound their difficulties. In particular, they say, to Norwich's roads as part of a £315 million shake-up has left them struggling to navigate the city centre. Michael Werdingham, regional assistant campaigner for the RNIB, has a condition called cone dystrophy, which he's had since he was a toddler. The 43-year-old, who lives on Carnarvon Road, said, "It means the cones in my eyes are damaged, particularly in the macular section right in the middle, so my vision is very poor." Mr. Werdingham used to be confident to take trips out to the city centre, but things have changed since areas such as Wesselgate, All Saints Green and Finkelgate have been redeveloped and some crossings removed, while other areas have been turned into shared space. Mr. Werdingham said, "I found it much less comfortable going through the city because I need the crossings and my guide dog Mac uses the curbs to orientate himself and know when to stop. I've noticed when we're in the city in wide open spaces where there are no curbs, he gets a bit disorientated and it's a bit difficult for him to know which direction to go. It makes me very anxious to go into the city. It's very hard to find routes around the city where there's any safe place to cross at all. It means people become more isolated and really deeply affects their quality of life."
The go-ahead has been given for three buildings in Eton to be knocked down to make way for eight new homes, despite a string of objections. Plans to demolish the buildings behind the Grade 2 building, which used to house Stephanie's Cafe in Eton Street, have been approved by members of Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. Developers have been granted approval to build eight new homes, a mix of one- and two-bedroom flats and houses on the site. But there were seven letters of objection to the scheme, including a petition on behalf of 13 households. They raised concerns over parking, loss of privacy, overshadowing, and said, at 2.5 stories, the buildings at the front in Church Street were too high. That was a concern which was also raised by civic watchdog the Norwich Society, who said it was too large for the site, poorly proportioned and out of scale with nearby buildings.
A disabled sports club is among many charities across Norwich which are to benefit from donations from a local supermarket. The Co-op has donated £60,000 to charities and good causes across Norwich as a result of its membership scheme, which was launched last September. One of the charities receiving funding is Norwich City Power Chair FC, which has received over £3,700. The club provides opportunities for disabled children and adults to participate in sport. Mike Coleman, who's 24, a player and secretary of the club, said, "This funding is really good as it allows the team to go away and play in tournaments." A power chair team consists of eight players who play four a side with unlimited substitutions. A standard power chair, electric wheelchair, can cost over £5,000. "We play in specialist wheelchairs, so this funding allows us to buy more and look after the ones we already have," he added. "The best thing about the squad is being able to come together and be part of a team." The vice chairman of the club, Tracy Coleman, said, "If we didn't provide these facilities, people probably wouldn't be able to take part in any other sports, as they have severe disabilities. The money donated through the co-op's membership scheme means we will be able to continue our good work at the City Academy.
A series of special routes are being created across Norwich in an attempt to stop buses getting stuck in congestion. Work on the bus rapid transit routes started in Dereham Road in 2008, where bus priorities were introduced and bus stops upgraded. This September, a major project which aims to speed up buses on that route will get underway when the Dereham Road Sweetbriar Road roundabout is changed and made bigger. And a bus rapid transit route is also planned between Rackheath and the city centre via Saulhouse Road and Gurney Road. A project brief for the development of that scheme has been agreed with Norfolk County Council with the estimated cost of £5 million. However, it is not yet clear when work on that would begin. Some of the funding, which has been earmarked for it this year, is now likely to be used to help create a link road between Saulhouse Road and Plumstead Road.
Controversial parking rules have left a shop owner so fearful for the future of his business that he's pledged to reimburse customers' tickets. Paul Mundy, owner of Mundy's Beds, is one of several traders concerned about the proposed new parking regulations being imposed at Earlham House Shopping Centre in Norwich. He described the rules, which will require people to pay for parking from June the 1st, as the biggest threat to traders at the complex since it opened. And in a bid to keep customers, Mr. Mundy has pledged to pay for their parking tickets when they make an order. He said, "I'd rather give them £2 back than lose a £500 order. It's scandalous." It's the latest in a series of controversies surrounding parking at the shopping centre off Earlham Road. Last year, traders claimed customers were being fined if their tyres touched the white lines of parking spaces or if they stopped just briefly to drop off items. It led to a petition calling for National Parking Enforcement, which monitors the site, to remove its CCTV cameras. Shoppers are currently allowed to park for 2 hours free of charge, but must not return within 24 hours.